From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. Forests keep us healthy. Research at the University of Edinburgh, Scotland, monitored daily circadian fluctuations in the hormone cortisol. Researcher Catherine Ward Thompson reported residents living in close proximity to natural areas and parks were less anxious. The stress hormone cortisol cycled more uniformly than in those without access to open space. Daily cortisol fluctuations are healthy, but in individuals suffering depression or post-traumatic stress disorder, these cycles flatten. In another series of studies, Japanese researchers explored relationships between access to nature and fresh air during a brisk walk by taking urban dwellers into a forest. The Japanese practice of shinrin-yoku, or literally forest bathing, resulted in lowered blood pressure in participants. Health practitioners report more rapid patient healing when hospital windows afford natural light and views to adjacent green spaces, or daily access to natural settings. Even placing living plants in clinical settings produce positive therapeutic results and faster healing rates. If human health research conclusions are accurate, the unfurling of gazillions of leafy green pennants heralds a corresponding spike in human happiness. Trees and forests yield calm, healthy responses to daily stress. Springtime provides a universal healthcare prescription. Foliage may be the most ancient and affordable balm for our collective regional mental health, but only if we partake. To gain these health benefits, we must immerse ourselves in our forests. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.